Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
DJ Digital Flood.
Married to the school.
Reverend Baker.
Georgia the disco.
And we're back. We took last week off here at Digital Flood Pirate Radio. We charged the old
at the
Teke. Oh, we took last week. What's a Teke?
Actually, I think disco Teke. One of my friends informed me is actually CD in Spanish. I don't know.
So you're married at the CD?
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I'll just be at the library.
Well, anyways, we took a week off and we're no more aware of our Spanish than we were the week before, and we're glad to have Reverend Baker come back through.
It's nice to be here. It is. Mike would not join me for this show, I think, partially because it was hip-hop.
Probably was it.
And he, if he was here, he was going to play some hop-hop.
Hop-hop? What's hop-hop?
Kermit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, mad love to you, but we're glad you left the Kermit at home. But maybe he'll come through and we can convince him to come out and we'll do some hop-hop.
It's not easy one night. Being green.
No, it isn't easy being green.
No, it definitely is not.
Except if you're the Ford Escape, apparently it's easy being green.
It's probably the only color that sells.
We are gonna get into it, I guess, unless anyone has anything else they want to throw in.
Not right now. First song we're gonna hear is Electric Kingdom from an obscure rap act from the early 80s, Twilight 22. I remember this song from an electric breakdance compilation on KTEL that my parents bought me when I was 8 years old back in 84. All the neighborhood kids had this tape and used to play it all the time, so I had to have it, and this was my favorite song off that tape.
And it's very funny because I didn't recognize the song's name, but as soon as he said that tape's name, that mixtape, I knew it instantly. I was like, oh yeah, I had that tape. Still got it downstairs. So we're gonna get into it. Digital Flood Pirate Radio, DJ Digital Flood!
Mary at the disco!
To get the disco tape.
And Reverend Baker,
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Electric. Right there. Why don't you take a look, okay? You're white.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
Just trying to be a rapper, man. That's all I'm trying to be. Just trying to be me, you know? So I want to be. I want to be a white bread rapper. That's my other favorite white person slur, white bread. The other day, someone goes, "What is that, white bread?" And I was like, "That's not even an insult. That's just my race plus a food." I was like, "I can do that too, black bean soup. You stay out of this Asian chicken platter. We gotta..." Rap has changed a lot since I was a kid. You know, I was younger. It was so innocent. It was just like, ribbiter, rap, 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 rap-tastic, you know? It's gotten so arbitrarily aggressive. Rappers now be like, "It's 2005, mofo." And I'm like, "You're mad about the date? You gotta pick your battles, man. I mean, you get mad about that, no one's gonna believe you when you're mad about real stuff. Like, you crash into my car, mofo. Yeah, but you're mad that it's 2005. You're like the boy who cried, mofo."
I am a nightmare walking, psychopath talking, king of my jungle, just a gangster stalking, living life like a firecracker, quick as my fuse, vendettas of death, back the colors I choose, red or blue, cuz of blood, it just don't matter, sucker died for your life when my shotgun scatters. Color. The gangs of LA will never die, just multiply colors. Color. You don't know me, fool. You disown me? Cool. I don't need your assistance. Social persistence. Any problem I got, I just put my fist in. Color. My life is violent, but violent is life. Peace is a dream, reality is a knife. My colors, my honor, my colors, my all. With my colors upon me, one soldier stand tall. Tell me, what have you left me? What have I got? Last night in cold blood, my young brother got shot. My homeboy got jacked, my mother's on crack. My sister can't work cause her arms show tracks. Madness, insanity, living profanity. Then some punk claiming they're understanding me. Give me a break, what world do you live in? Death is my set, guess my religion.
Color.
My pants are sagging, braided hair. Suckers stare, but I don't care. My game ain't knowledge, my game's fear. I've no remorse, so squares beware. But my true mission is just revenge. You ain't my set, you ain't my friend. Wear the wrong color, your life could end. Homicide's my favorite binge. Colors.
Color. 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 Color.
So I just walk like a giant, police defiant. You'll say to stop, but I'll say that I can't. My gang's my family, it's all that I have. I'm a star on the walls, my autograph. You don't like it, so you know where you can go. Cause the streets are my stage and terror is my show. Psychoanalyze, try, diagnose me. Why? It wasn't your brother to brutally die, but it was mine, so let me define. My territory, don't cross the line. Don't try to act crazy, cause that shit don't faze me. If you ran like a punk, it wouldn't amaze me. Cause my color is death, though we all want peace. But our war won't end till all wars cease. Color, 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 color.
DJ Digital Flood,
Marion La Discoteque,
Reverend Baker,
Georgette going to sleep at the discotheque.
At the CD.
I thought it was just at the Teca.
Oh, the Teca. Right. I thought it was Teca.
Teke.
I was the closest.
The 5-year-old corrects our Spanish. How the heck did that ever happen?
She's bilingual.
Yes, apparently
so. The whole new generation is bilingual. It's a necessity.
Yeah.
Georgette, you know I don't speak Spanish.
And we just got done listening to a couple of artists here, if Mr. Baker wants to take us back through them.
Oh, this is like a quiz. I'm going to see if I can remember.
Yeah.
First, we heard Twilight 22 with Electric Kingdom. We heard a little bit of Mike Birbiglia talking about the hip-hop animosity. And then we ended that with Ice-T doing Colors from, I guess, a movie of the same name, although I don't recall the movie.
It's Colors, yeah. Okay. It's actually, he was in that movie, if I remember correctly, very briefly. I do remember seeing the movie, and I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I'll have to put a link. I'll throw a link in the in my blog. I'll reply to somewhere down the line after we post it, and I'll link it to on IMDb.
So. Okay. I know his early roles were mostly that of hustlers and killers and drug dealers.
He always played a hustler or a pimp, and then randomly when he went on, I think it was CSI.
Law and Order.
SVU.
SVU.
I watch it every week.
He, like, became a cop.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, I need to be getting these peoples, because they be killing some bitches.
Yeah.
So, I need to find the evidence on this crime.
He's kind of lost his cred,
streetwise
for that. And not only that, I heard a while back he was working with David Hasselhoff on a rap album.
Wait, who works with David Hasselhoff on a rap album?
The German.
Yeah,
The German.
I don't know.
David Hasselhoff.
I don't know. Yeah, that's not a good scene right there.
Like, you know, a Christmas special, I'd play David Hasselhoff's
Feliz
Navidad salsa remix. But
I almost drove off the road at Christmas time when I heard that.
I think that was sort of its intention, but not particularly aimed at you. But
I was like, oh, that's Hasselhoff!
Hasselhoff helps me find trees.
Yes.
I'm David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, you know, David Hasselhoff, he's appearing more and more, and I fear that he's becoming a new cult icon, because it was really funny to see him in SpongeBob and a lot of other stuff, but I don't know if it's funny anymore.
He's going to be, I don't know, the generation before us had those type of just celebrities for the sake of being celebrities that nobody can really recall what they did.
Oh, you mean like Paris Hilton, who's like...
Yeah.
I mean, what did she do besides an infrared
She's rich.
Tape and...
Hey, House of Wax. I didn't see it.
She's in an actual movie?
No, she was in House of Wax.
Well, that isn't distributed over the internet?
No, I heard...
Has full lighting?
Yeah! Actually, it's a horror movie. No, wait, it's a horror movie. She's running around in her underwear, but I heard that when she was getting killed, she got stabbed with something, like, in the face, and everybody cheered in the theater when she died. It was just a movie, too.
Yeah. I want to see her one day, like, a reality show where she's, like, living in a room, and she's locked in a room for 30 days, and she's finally forced to eat her dog or something.
Where she's finally forced to eat? What are you talking about? Something. Anything.
Big Mac contest or something.
Oh, dear God. You're listening to Digital Flood Pirate Radio, in case you don't realize that. And we are back. So, we might as well get back into the Muzak.
Into the Muzak.
Anything in particular you're thinking of?
I am thinking from the man that taught it all to me, as somebody's song once said, and I can't recall whose song said it. But it's KRS-1.
KRS-1. Quick, what does it stand for?
I have no idea. I know his
Knowledge
name is...
Knowledge Rules Supreme One.
I know his name is Chris
Why?
Parker.
Oh, well, see, you just one-up me. I don't know his real name. I just know what the name... Together, we'd run Jeopardy if it was...
That's right.
Jeopardy. I don't know why he's KRS-1, though, because there really is no Knowledge Rules Supreme 2. Maybe they were planning a sequel.
Maybe.
But we'll get into it. Digital Flood Pirate Radio, DJ Digital Flood...
Marion La Biblioteca.
And Reverend Baker.
Georgette, well passed out now. Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Now back to the music.
Is over. Hey, bye bye. Hey. The bridge is over. The bridge is over. Hey, hey, hey. The bridge is over. The bridge is over. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. You see me coming in the dance with the slipper sencilla. Down with the sound called BDP. If you want to join the crew, well, you must see me. You can't sound like Shan or the one Marley. Because Shan and Marley Marlin, my rhyming like the gay. Picking up the mic, man, and don't know what to say. Saying hip hop started out in Queensbridge. Saying lines like that, man, you know them countless. So tell them again, me come to tell them again. Gwah! Tell them again, me come to tell them again. Tell them again, me come to tell them again. Gwah! Tell them again, me come to tell them. Manhattan keeps on making it. Brooklyn keeps on taking it. Bronx keeps creating it. And Queens keeps on faking it.
He's not any kind of program sark. He's a user.
DJ Digital Flood.
Let me tell you a little story about the slave master.
The slave
he used a whip on your ass so you behave faster.
Behave
he got
faster.
Chains on your neck and demands respect. You work all damn day, but you will never see a check in the field. Cotton you yield, your skin peels off your back from the crack of the whip. It won't heal. You wish you had a shield because he wields iron. So when you act up, he smokes you and keeps firing. And it's tiring. Forget about recreation.
Forget it.
One wrong move and it's death you're facing. White motherfuckers got the ball and chain on your leg. In the form of religion on your brain. They say you the devil. You say who the devil? Some of us was house niggas, some of us was rebels. Some tried to get along the best they could. And did nobody use the phrase it's all good. Would you? They got you living like a shrew. They throw you pig lips and chicken gizzards, then you make a stew. They give us a white Jesus to appease us. We talk among ourselves and hope that nobody sees us. They had our brothers beating us, called us cretins plus monkeys. They just flunkies, mistreating us. The master said if you don't whip them, you're dead. It was fucking with his hair, but he beat us instead. And we bled, red blood flowing like a flood. Then he raped your mother, stick her face in the mud. They were ruthless. If you tried to front, you'd be toothless. Some tried to run, even though it seemed useless. Virginity was torn, soon babies was born. That was half white, and now his skin is kinda light. You think you're special because they let you oversee the carnage, but I bet you you'll get hung even if you stick out your tongue, because they pull out the shank and stick it right through your lung. Now it's 96 and white people say forget it. It's all in the past and some even regret it because they think we'll set it. Now my mission's to get federal so I can raise a black family without you devils. And you know I go. Yeah, slave master watching over you, always trying to tell you what the fuck to do. A slave master watching over you, but ain't nothing gonna stop me or my crew. A slave master watching over you, always trying to tell you what the fuck to do. A slave master watching over you, but ain't nothing gonna stop me or my crew. This is for you kids trying to get signed. Just a little something you should keep in mind. The labels are slave masters, artists are slaves. Don't get too raunchy, they want you to behave. You get signed, you thinking this is great. But wait, you never knew what was at stake. Creative control, they withhold. You sell your soul when you sign on the dotted line, hoping to go gold. But you'll never see that, not without promotion. The label just throw your shit out and got it floating. You think your shit is potent, but ain't nobody buying it. If they ain't never heard of it, ain't nobody trying it. If they ain't never heard of it, your record, they murder it. You could complain, but they are not concerned a bit. Cause when they signed you, they thought you'd make a hit. Cause of who you was affiliated with and all that bullshit. Frustrations, all these rules and regulations, just so you can have your shit heard by the nation. And be patient, cause by the time they finally release your shit, it's ancient. You think they working your album? You're mistaken. And if you flop, you get dropped, cause you ain't the star. You didn't go pop, just straight up hip hop. Time to get a mop, cause without no promotion, of course sales drop.
Damn,
peep the breakdown. If tapes cost 10, you probably only get to see a dollar in the end that you cannot spend, cause your budget gets recouped, so you never get cash. Unless your record is shoot, you better hope you get shows, which will not happen if you don't have a record that's the main attraction. Even if you sell a million, you get burned, cause they keep half your cash just in case it returns for a while. You wonder why rappers don't smile, cause to them you're not an artist, you just another file. Another nigga used to make another buck, they don't give a fuck. And if your shit don't blow up, tough. But the star gets promotion and devotion from the whole fucking staff, at you they laugh. The star probably don't know that he the house nigga, thinking he bigger cause he the bigger the little. These labels think backwards, they push the acts that need it the least, so they can get all the money they can when it's released. They take you to a restaurant for a feast, and then expect you to pick up the check. That's why I give props to niggas who is independent, cause they make their own money plus decide how to spend it. Splendid. Let's end it, and don't get offended. Slave master watching over you, always trying to tell you what the fuck to do. The slave master watching over you, but ain't nothing gonna stop me or my crew.
Yeah.
The slave master watching over you,
always trying to tell you what the fuck to do. The slave master watching over you, but ain't nothing gonna stop me or my crew. Hieroglyphics.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
Expert on everything old school hip hop
for this evening. Yeah,
for this evening. Why not?
Exactly.
You as I understood and was not aware of this, you took a lot of black study classes, no joke.
No joking. I did quite a bit of black study courses at New Paltz. So I did everything from the intro courses to contemporary black lit to black history to, and it just goes on. It's quite frightening, actually. This is probably why I didn't graduate.
I was just like, courses that were just interesting like, oh, to you, and exactly. Didn't actually take anything. That's what happened to me, and now I have a radio show that pays me absolutely nothing. It's wonderful.
Exactly.
Needless to say, I live with my mom.
Nothing wrong with that, because I still live with my mom.
I'm going places.
Yeah, down the hall.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Shit. I'm going to take you out.
Wow. Let me give a little recap here. We started things off with Boogie Down Productions and The Bridge Is Over from their first album back in 85. And then we followed things up with Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Ice Cube's cousin, and apparently he was the rapper with the Gorillaz, which I did not know because
yes,
I wasn't familiar with the Gorillaz.
The first Gorillaz album, he was the rapper. He's didn't want to come back for the last album because he's doing such great things now. With he's still producing indie albums, believe it or not.
Yeah,
I've got two of his indie albums, like his last indie albums
indie?
On here. Yeah, they're indie.
Yeah. Indie
not
rap is actually...
Indie rap, not
indie
like
rap
indie.
Is like
oh,
the
I
stuff
have,
you gotta
I
look
have,
out
I
for.
I have indie rap.
Yeah, this is like, this is indie rap. He's still doing it, and he still sounds, you know, he still sounds like everything he did on the Gorillaz, but he got replaced by De La Soul on Demon Days, so.
Yeah, well, this track was from Future Development, which to me is like a perfect rap album. You can play it through just... over and over and not get sick of it. But unfortunately the album went nowhere and the track was Del's Nightmare. After that we heard what did we hear after that? Oh, The Far Side with Your Mama from their first album, which I believe was called Bizarre Ride. So yeah, some good stuff right there. I mean, it just does not get any better than hearing The Dozens, which is basically what that is, with a good beat.
Yeah. Far Side was awesome. I was saying they used to appear every now and then on Living Color, and my dad would be like, "Who the hell is that?" It's The Far Side, Dad. They're awesome.
Oh, that was the back in the days when I wanted to be a fly girl.
Yeah, you want to be the next Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out too well for her either.
For either of you. All right. Mary. It is that time of the evening.
Scene clip of the week.
Yes, scene clip of the week. It's back in full effect. What are we going to be going with this?
Well, since we're on the whole rap theme, I was going to do Gym Class Heroes. They're like this, I guess you would call them scene rap band. You know, this song is amazing because it's as many like emo-ish scene bands you could fit into one song. Like, you just got to hear it.
You really do have to hear it to believe it.
Yeah.
I can promise. I've heard it before. It's very interesting.
This will be new to me, so this is good.
Yeah.
I like new.
It's a new experience. This is a good one.
Like freebasing Mountain Dew.
What?
That's not even chemically possible.
I don't even know.
It's not.
I like saying things that are so random they don't make any sense. And people are like, wait, that doesn't... They can't do that. And that's why I'm DJ Digital Flood.
Mountain Dew.
That's truly jumentous. Read the blog and you will find out what that word means.
Oh, you're right. Yes. I will put a link up on Damien's old English course. Jumentus. You're correct. Which has nothing to do with being Jew or Mentus, by the way.
No, it actually means smelling of horse urine.
Yes. Old English.
Exactly. Yesterday, I played the dictionary game, and that was one of the words that came up. I'll explain the dictionary game later, I guess.
You can explain it
okay.
If you wish. Go for
it. All right. It's basically a group like us, maybe one or two more people. You have a dictionary. Person searches in the dictionary for a good word, writes down the word and the definition on their index card. And then everybody else writes down the word and makes up a definition to it, hands their cards.
Oh, that's like Boulder Dash!
Yes, but it's cheap. Because You know, you don't have to buy a board game for this.
It's tremendous.
Yeah, it truly is. Yeah, and this was one of the words we had last night, and I would have never guessed that that's what it meant. I actually said that jumentus was an occasion of importance to people of the Jewish faith, but I was wrong.
Like momentous. And
yeah,
Jew.
I was like, it's truly jumentous, but no, it didn't work out that
it's
way.
Jumentous occasion.
And you got to realize that someone actually had to come up with that word to describe someone who was covered in horse urine, which is just amazing.
You smell jumentous.
Yeah. Well, time for the scene clip of the week. We'll get into it. Gym Class Heroes, DJ Digital Flood,
Mary at the Disco,
and Reverend Baker.
Digital Flood, Pirate Radio.
I took Cutie for a ride in my death cab. She tipped me with a kiss, I dropped her off at the meth lab. Before she left, she made a dashboard confessional. Let's build her guts in cursive. But what's worse is I can still see her bright eyes like sunny day real estate. Oh my, in a funny way the ceiling tastes so high, but no chance. My little chemical romance left a bad taste in my mouth. But I opposed her like, hey Mercedes, why the long face? Why you crying? No need, just put on this cold heat and fall out. Boy meets girl, Jimmy eat world, but Schlepp eats pills till he's all out. Not once, not twice, she was thrice times a lady, acting all brand new. But I had to bounce over to the postal services to pick up these pills that take care of my nervousness. And on the way, I saw planes and was looking for stars. She played games, but she took them too far. At the drive-in, watching soft porn, and you can tell by the trail of the dead that there was something in the popcorn. Hopped in my cab, destination Midtown, just to get up with some kids that like to get down. I made my rounds, and that was that. In between the frowns and scraps and heart attacks. And I remember, I seen her ass early November on a Thursday, taking back Sunday for a refund. She shot a wink like, no hard feelings. Then she jetted to Brazil, man, the pills had me spun. Yeah, this is the story of the year right here. It's hot water music, you put your rhyme into it. What up, Ellen? I ain't seen you in a minute, how you doing?
Sure, man, I'm saying, a little emotional lately and shit, but other than that, I
picked some flowers, I got it in bag, man. This sweater's a bit tight.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
DJ Digital Flood.
Black hair and your fat ass style. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my way. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. So you're in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. But sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop dimes cause you couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
Stretch out your legs, let me make it fall. Drive you insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the app and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of Wu-Tang until it stinks. You could be my mama and I'll be your boy.
Original road boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. What? But hun, you got the goods like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when she
silly groupies wanna run the yap. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging up in my Jeep. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me save the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacy Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the ass jack is really so on ice. The character is of man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice.
Like a transaction, play close attention to the coming attraction. THEMICWIZBEELUV says my curse, I will disperse through the speakers, my style light and lively. I call it hooking because it revives me like sugar, a quick pickup like a candy bar. Just listen close because I'm a rapping star. Ego tripping, got the crowds flipping, not afraid to be displayed, getting heavily paid with the music of the people which the old school made. I'm quick and exciting like Sylvester Stallone. Kick 50 cuts because we're no one's clone. Exciting the girls, I am a day-to-day obsession. Putting the male sex life through a depression. THEFORCE, the boss, and pick your lazy body up just dancing. Fellas rock a girl who's sporting tight pants and take advantage of the circumstance. I'm on the side, I'm just playing life mellow. I won't argue or rip cause I'm your real cool fellow. Not the same, hardly ever called the average MC. I'm only one, JVC consists of three. Up on the mic, the dominator called B. I'm justified by virtue of creativity.
When it comes to MCing, there will be none greater, cause I'm the greatest common denominator. Man on the microphone, me the manipulator. Like Jesse at the polls, I'm a damn good debater. Straight never late when it comes to my mate. I'm always going first rate at a dinner date. Not on a silver platter, but a golden plate. Who am I?
AJ Rock
from the Empire State. On the throne, I am known, and to each his own. Stone to the bone, lyric prone on the microphone. And if I was a gangster, I'd be Al Capone. Or Mr. T and Rocky 3 beating up Stallone. The best at what I do, that's entertaining you. You mess around and get beat down, now the collapse is through. You will feel my wrath and follow in my path. Step in my footsteps while I walk, cause you don't know the man.
Jamie C. Force ain't no joke.
We're knocking them all out, we're going for broke.
Quadraphonic sounds are flowing, as you're probably knowing. Instead of trying to battle, stop your girl from hoeing. You're a phony rapper, you get down just to showing. My abilities will shock you, I'm like Edgar Allan Poe. And habilitated prospect, a dominating factor. Besides being a composer like Bill Cosby, I'm an actor. A one-man symphony, unique as you can see. B-double-E will clinch your tail, you will be my epitome. See, you must pay a fee if you wish to be a dominating factor of this rapping industry. Just to be precise, I'm nice and so concise. My appetite can range from pepper steak to white rice. But that is not the issue. Suckers, I don't miss you. With a rhyme that I subdue, I will pursue to turn a tissue. In a delicate matter, your teeth will click and chatter. I'll achieve, not relieve. Lucidly, you I will grieve. I abominate abrupt and sudden reactions. I shall I hear you will be in for transaction. What can you do? You can't go on, I say surrender. Remember, I am Billy Taylor, you are a contender.
Double EFCT is JVC, and I'm the AYE for money earning Mount V. Not saying I'm the greatest to RIP, but you can bet
I'm at the T-O-P-3 with my DJ, the Mad Cutter, C-U-R-T, and my partner in rhyme, B-E-E-L-U-V. You can place your B-E-T, that the F-O-R-C-E will never L-O-S-C. Cause on the M-I-C, we be L-I-G-I-T. That's W-O-R-D to H-E-R-B. It's just the B-M-E style and lyrics to the B-E-A-T.
DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disc.
And Reverend Baker.
Coming back here on Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
And I seem to have smoked away most of my short-term memory, so if you could refresh it a little.
Yeah. We hit that off with the scene clip of the week. Taxi MC driver. Mary at the Toilet Papers, Gym
hey.
Class Heroes, Taxi Driver, which is composed of entirely emo and indie band names.
And as out of the scene as I am, I recognized all the band names in the lyrics, so I was pretty proud of myself.
It's like a who is of who.
Yes, I almost fell with it for a second.
My favorite thing.
I'm cool.
Favorite
I know what's going on.
Is Taking Back Sunday for a refund.
I wish I could take
on
the
Thursday.
Back
Taking Back Sunday for a refund.
Then we followed up with A Tribe Called Quest, Electric Relaxation, one of my favorite old time hip hop tunes ever.
It is just so calm.
It is the chill.
I mean, see, that's back in the days where they just found those perfect samples. And they didn't worry about clearing them or paying for the royalties for it. Because also they were just taking a little piece and looping it for, you know, the 4-minute track.
Yeah,
there's no grills.
Like, yeah, no grills, no
shampoo wall.
Dubs, no
4/4s.
No west side, east side. There was no side. There was just...
Yeah. Nobody's shooting anybody else.
Yeah, not intentionally, anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then we finished up with JVC Force, Style and Lyrics.
And you know it is classic when they're spelling for half the song.
Yeah, I noticed it's like it's a spelling.
It's like
test.
Hooked on Phonics.
Yeah,
it is.
It's like Hooked on Rap worked for me.
Yeah, I mean, that would be good. I mean, it'd be great for little kids. Just play that track in school, they can learn how to spell whatever he was spelling about.
You know what I equate that to, why that entire style of rap just came to be? Schoolhouse Rocks.
That's probably what is to blame.
It's like they spelt out everything every episode and, you know, talked about verbs and cinnamon, synonyms.
They talked about cinnamon.
Cinnamon rolls, yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, they had an entire generation during the 70s come out, like, yeah.
I had to watch that in English.
And that came back into vogue while you and I were at Ock.
Yes, they had that horrible Schoolhouse Rocks tribute album that had
and
maybe
the box
three good,
set
yeah, the
of
box set
of all the songs and VHS tapes and DVDs and whatever else they could pay. And Mike, I know you bought that and still own that.
Poor Mike. He wasn't the only one that bought into it. We had a bunch of people up there. That and the Saturday morning cartoons when they redid all the theme songs of Saturday morning cartoons.
You know, that one wasn't
too
bad.
Yeah, I used to watch the
Sponge and everything on there. Yeah, that wasn't too bad. It was cool to see Helmet do. I think he did like Tetsui Iron Man or whatever it is, the Iron Man. I don't remember.
I wasn't a big Helmet fan, so.
Yeah, it was just, I didn't like the cartoon, but I liked Helmet.
Yeah.
So it was like, it's Helmet singing a song, and I don't know. Something about Paige Hamilton just being a nut job and a half.
Yeah.
I think he was in Guns N' Roses, too.
who hasn't been, except for you?
Except for me, actually, Groucho the Cat, who's sitting here, he was the keyboardist for a week in Guns N' Roses.
I think my father replaced Buckethead for a
Holy
while.
Holy crap.
Well, now the cat just threw up.
He almost threw up on me.
I'm going to move my shoes.
Georgette, your foot.
Oh, well. Groucho at the throw up on the disco.
Georgette, your foot.
Well, he's the party animal.
No one can dance on the dance floor now.
I'm going to puke now.
It's just a little cat puke.
No, I'm really queasy. I'm gonna puke.
Can we record you throw it up?
No, I have a sensitive stomach. I'm gonna puke.
He's gonna lick it up. Don't worry.
Yeah, self cleaning.
He's just gonna clean it up for you.
Oh my god.
That just brought the show to a whole nother level.
I'm not.
Thank God Georgette's asleep. Poor Groucho, he feels fine now. Look at him.
Yeah.
He's like,
cute.
He's all happy. He's all. It was because I started talking about Axel. He had a rough time out there in LA recording. You know? Your dad was in Guns N' Roses too.
Yeah, he replaced Buckethead.
He replaced Buckethead. And how did he do? How many days did he last?
Like three.
Three?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's amazing because your dad doesn't play guitar, does he?
Or anything, actually.
But Axel was just. He has a tendency to hire people out of the blue.
Yeah.
So. All right. You've been listening to Digital Flood Pirate Radio. Downloaded every week, except for where I take that rare vacation like I did last week, from digitalflood.com. And we would like to stop Reverend Baker for stopping back again. We hope
stop
to have you.
Stop Reverend Baker from stopping back again.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sick.
We'd like to thank Reverend Baker for stopping back while the cat puked again.
Yeah.
Dang it.
We hope you come back again despite all this vomiting.
That won't stop me.
That won't, no.
No.
It might entice you, right?
No. I wouldn't go that far.
Well, we do thank you for stopping by, and we thank you for spinning all this old-school hip-hop, and we hope you all enjoyed it out there, and we thank you all for listening and downloading. As always, I am DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco.
Reverend Baker.
Groucho throwing up.
Shut up.
Georgette passed out. Our audience immediately deleting this file. What do you feel like closing with this week?
Let's close with probably... one of the first rappers to sell, like, a billion records, Tone Loc.
Oh, yeah.
With a song about smoking up. It's Chiba Chiba.
Well, there's a big surprise. Tone Loc and marijuana.
It is a shock. It's not like you can't hear it in his voice.
Yeah, totally not.
And this was, like, the first rap track, to really openly espouse marijuana.
Tone Loc breaking grounds.
Yeah, who would have thunk it?
That and the funky Cold Medina.
Yeah, exactly.
That video he had with Sam Kinison.
What? Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Sammy. All right, and we're signing out. We're signing off. DJ Digital Flood?
Very not trying to throw up.
I want to see how many times she can say her name before she hurls.
Reverend Baker.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
You're such an asshole.
I know.
Oh, I'm gonna puke.
Oh, shit. Damn. Buzzed again. What can I say? It's that cheap, man, that motherfucker, boy. Getting a motherfucker on tilt, for real. I ain't bullshit, man. It's the bomb, boy. When I into a party, to get it started, I grab the microphone and rock it cold hearted. Go behind the curtains while my fan just point. You know what Loc's doing, I'm blazing the joint, cause it seems a lot of times I'm at my best after submitting the cut.
or a bowl of cess. I'm creating, multiplying, big time, supplying enough bud to keep the whole party high on. I might get ill, roll eighth and one hooter, park my Benz, a go jet out on my scooter, bail to the coast, take a hell of a scope, twist up a big bomber of the serious dope, smoke it down to the nub, use my roach clip, so much damn resin, it's starting to drip. It ain't harmful like heroin, it's also cheaper. That's why I'm glad, homeboy, that I
got that Chiba. Chiba, Chiba.
Yeah, what we got?
Got that Chiba.
Uh-huh.
Chiba, Chiba.
Man, don't you hate when you ain't got no weed? It's easy by the time you really in need to get high, get full, you know, get blasted. You be saying that high, it really lasted. Rolling around, trying not to get popped by the boys, the pigs, the rollers, the cops. Moving up to one spot to see what they all about. Suckers nodding their head, telling you they all out. You go back to the crib, pick up the telephone. You tried everybody, so I guess you go tone. Cause I can buy an OZ or go buy a dime. I can pay cash for it or I can get it on time. It really makes no difference long as I get lit. Roll it in my zigzag and take a big bone hit. Cause after the buzz, my rhymes start flowing. Never getting shorter, they always going. I'm maxing, relaxing, but never taxing. No need for you to keep on asking if it is it. If the shit is the shit, cause when it comes to smoking cheap, you know my shit is legit. You're the student and I'm the teacher. I'm not a minister or reverend, I'm not preaching, so excuse me while I call time, cause I'ma take a few hits in the middle of its rhyme.
Chiba, got that Chiba. Chiba, Chiba, got that Chiba. Chiba,
oh, you know it, baby.
Got that Chiba. Chiba, Chiba, got that Chiba.
One day I was cooling with my homeboy Seal. Chill, getting fucked up in his Coupe de Ville. Still, I wasn't too high to know what I was doing. Went to the store, cop some more brewing. Came back to the car, tried to be a winner. Rolled up on my roaches, barely made a penny. I wasn't upset, I had more at the house, but I was saving it for later when I get with my spouse. Cause we're together, blazing the Chiba. She does things to me, is if you can't believe her. I'm not talking kinky or nothing obscene, but it's not too far off, if you know what I mean. She'll take me upstairs, lay me down in the bed, pull off the feeler shorts and start giving me his head. If I'm the boo, yo, I do the same. She must love it, she ain't never complained. No moaning, kicking, a lot of screaming. I'm working so hard and she starts steaming. You know how it is, after a couple of wooers, she my subject and I am the ruler. She's my freak, y'all, but she's no skeezer. And one thing for sure, the girls always
got that Chiba.
Always got it in the hand.
Got that Chiba.
But you wanna give it the right man.
Chiba, Chiba. Got that Chiba. Chiba, Chiba. Got that Chiba. Chiba, Chiba.
2 weeks ago when I was writing this rhyme, I had the hydroponic, but that high was fine. I had two joints, one for me and my homie. After half the stove, he didn't even know me. His eyes were so tight, they was hell of a red. He could barely hold them up, they was heavy as lead. I went by, he said, "Lo, I'm kinda hungry." I said, "Oh shit, this brother got the munchies." Got off my couch, put my Gucci's on my feet, went to 7-Eleven, it was right up the street. I ordered everything edible off the shelf. He thought it was shit, I ate it all myself. Then we got it to the car, headed north or south. Just needed a drink, I had cotton mouth. We had so much food, didn't know where to start. At the Häagen-Dazs, or Kellogg Pop-Tarts. Big bags of chips, gallons of dips. Took me a week to get the taste off my lips. I ate so much, miserable as how I felt. Almost busted out my pants and loosened my belt. Kicking after two, watching none better than, you know, the king of late night. Yeah, Dave Letterman, not too hilarious. Joke's kinda plain, but everything is funny when you're smoking. Mary Jane.